You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The word fraught, when used alone, is fraught with questions, at least for some speakers of English.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Welcome, Ann.
Good to see you.
This question comes from a listener named Robert. It sounds like this one's been bugging him a little bit.
Robert wrote to us with this question about fraught and writes, I have recently heard many references in the media using the word fraught as follows. Quote, the situation is now fraught. And Robert goes on to say, my understanding is that the word fraught should be used differently. For example, quote, I am completely fraught with emotion. So Robert was under the impression that the word fraught should only be used with. Now, Rebecca, do you use the word fraught?
I think so. Maybe not all the time, but here and there.
And how would you use it?
I think I would have to say the with. I think that's how I generally use it. And usually it's something like fraught with anxiety or fraught with anger, kind of like a negative.
Yes, and let's hold on to that because that's going to be important. I can absolutely do that, but I very comfortably can use fraught by itself, and I think I do it all the time, that I say, this question is fraught, this issue is fraught, and I just leave it there. I leave unstated what it is fraught with. It's fraught with all kinds of things. Let's back up to where this word comes from. Fraught is a past participle of a verb that is either fraught or freight. And when I say freight, people will probably have a sense of what I'm talking about, this idea of loading a ship with cargo. And so fraught meant laden. And at first it is to talk about ships. It then goes on to expand to be used with people. So people could be fraught with pain, fraught full of vice, or this was a quote I loved in the Oxford English Dictionary, someone returned from Oxford full fraught with Greek. From there, it comes to expand, fraught expands even further, to describe attributes of something. So this is where we start to see fraught with difficulties, fraught with danger, and also fraught with blessings. Now, for me, fraught with blessings sounds less natural because it's positive.
Right. I was just thinking that.
And it is true that now when you have fraught with, you will usually have a negative thing after it, which helps to explain how fraught, when used alone, has come to mean distressing in some way. Now, Ben Zimmer, who's a language columnist for the Wall Street Journal, did some work on this and discovered that in the 19th century, we started to see compounds like pain fraught, danger fraught, emotion fraught. And his guess is that we went from something like emotion fraught to emotionally fraught, and then you could just get rid of the emotionally, and it's just fraught. And that is how people are now using it. We've got examples back to the 1920s of fraught occurring by itself. Here's a nice one from 1967. The quote goes like this, sleep didn't often withhold her favors from me, but if she did, it was always when the next day was going to be particularly fraught.
Particularly complicated or chaotic.
Exactly. For Robert, I went and looked at Brian Garner's Modern American Usage, published in 2009, and Garner says, you know, this change has happened. We just need to accept that fraught can occur by itself. It can also occur with. Both are fine. Change has happened.
In other words, fraught is free, right?
Oh, well played, Rebecca.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.